The right-hand side of the showcase celebrates an important milestone in Peter Zwak's life. In 1953, he married Iris Rogers and had five children: Peter Jr., Joya, Alexa, Iris, and Yonshi. As shown in the many photographs from those days, theirs was a happy family life, first in Chicago and then New York, with their dog, Boitosh. Peter was determined to keep the Zwak name alive in the United States, and to that end, he entered into a contract with the firm of Jim Beam to produce and distribute gin, vodka, and slivovitz under the Zwak name. In those days, the concept of fine wines was in its infancy, and together with Alexis Lichine, the famous wine connoisseur, Peter helped to launch estate bottled wines in the United States. He traveled all over Europe to choose the vintages to be marketed by his company on the other side of the Atlantic. See photographs of wine estates in France and Germany on the lower shelf. The left side of the showcase illustrates the change in the structure of the spirits industry in Hungary, which in 1961 was incorporated into Maliv, the Hungarian liquor industry, of which the Unicum distillery became a part. With its quality production and brands, the Unicum distillery continued to represent high standards within the industry and was entrusted with manufacturing quality drinks and exporting Maliv products to Western countries. In 1968, the Unicum distillery was the first plant behind the Iron Curtain to enter into a contract with the Coca-Cola company and bottle that symbol of capitalism, Coca-Cola. Next to the bottle on the middle shelf, you can see a photograph of the directors of the Unicum company at that time.